Shalom Yisrael. We do greet you in the mighty name of Yahweh, in the precious Tikvah, the hope of Yahshua HaMashiach, the Lamb of Yisrael. Here's a dynamic message of Torah teaching and revelation of the power of Yahshua HaMashiach. May your heart delight in this truth in Yahshua's mighty name.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look to your neighbor and say, my friend, Baruch Haba, welcome Yisrael, Shalom. You may be seated. I say the same, Baruch Haba, welcome Yisrael, into the presence of our Abba, that we may take great delight, with great confidence, with comfort, and the works finish on Calvary for the sake of Israel. I delight greatly, for I have the Esha, the blessings, the fullness of Yah's blessings upon me. For I have the strength of Yahshua, and I certainly am happy today. The world can walk in its dismal disarray of mindsets, but I am happy. As the orchid Ushim would say, I have life, I have health, and I have strength. He has granted to me today one more day that I can lift my voice, I can lift my hands, and Todayah for all things. For I shall and I will not complain of the mercies of Almighty Yahweh. There's one thing that every time that Elder Martin comes into my presence, whether we meet, wherever, the first thing is everything all right? You can tell when things are not all right with individuals. And then his second question posed to me, do you have any complaints? None whatsoever. You can't falsify that if you're one given over unto that kind of spirit. You will know that you're given over unto that because Yah must continuously correct you and purge you by his mishpatim, his judgments upon Israel. And so I shall delight and I shall rejoice in the comforts of Yahshua, for he has paid the price for me. And I will not discount that because of some form of emotionalism that has questioned Yah through the prism of this feeling that I'm having. I will believe the word of Yah. From the word of Yahweh, I find the strength of assurance. For in that truth, I find the ability to press on and the might to fight against the opposition that oppose Yahweh, that opposes me. And I understand that my own will oppose Yah, and my own purpose and my desire will diametrically oppose Almighty Yahweh. There is no synchronized mechanism of working between my will and the will of Yah. So one must be denounced, that the one of supremacy and power may rise. And I know that I have no power to create, no power to introduce any kind of phraseology or words that will strengthen the house of Israel. There is only one strength unto Israel, and that is the power of the living words. It is the power of Yahweh's expression unto Israel. I sought Yah as to what shall I speak unto the house, the bayat of his elect. My mind was blank. There was nothing in my ruach. I could find nothing in scripture. And my mind was taken back to a time of remembrance on a message that I began. And I will further emphasize that today on this Shabbat. We may find the Shaphat, and that is a rest of comfort. It is a rest of confidence in this wicked, diabolical world of putrefied, vile standards. We have confidence in this realm of life. Then we are people that's most miserable. Unless we have confidence in the power of the living truth of Yah. Unless that word abides in us, you're not going to make it in this hour. And so His truth must be established with Israel, that we may have great confidence in what He speaks unto us. There's nothing like the sound of His voice. For when we hear the word of Yah, we hear the sound of His voice. And as He speaks to you, preacher, all the time, because I hear the sound of His word. I hear this word resonating in my inward parts as it rises with the Kassandra. And it rises to my mind and fills the void and the emptiness of my own mind. And it speaks to every aspect of my life. It speaks to every circumstance of my life. For it is in the power of the living Torah of Yah I find confidence. As far as this flesh and this earthen man is concerned, I have no confidence in him, only in the power of this man to submit and to be subject unto the living words of Almighty Yah. I want to establish a simple truth today as I go farther into a message that I began some weeks ago. It is one thing that we that have walked in Christendom, philosophies of Christendom, philosophies of religion, are illogical concepts established by our own corruption and our own putrefied ways. We have all believed as truth and caused it to course the prism of our minds. Now, in order for us to stand the legitimacy and the power of the truth, we must course it or take it through the prism of the mind of Yahshua the Lamb. Because our minds, they are filled with false imaginations and corruption, evil, wicked intent. And so we channel the perceptions, the word of Yah, through this mindset that has not been corrected by the living word of Almighty Yah. And our understanding has come by this carnality of our own carnal minds that are against Yah. And when we do that, we fight a losing battle. That's why we never get stronger. That's why we are susceptible to every kind of virus and disease. We are susceptible to every wind of doctrine that come in the midst of us. Because we are fragile and we are weak. We have not the strength of Yah, which is only found in the assurance of His words. That is why the word was made flesh, to give Israel assurance for the power of this word to keep and to preserve us. It was shown unto Israel in the magnificent power of Yahshua the Lamb. I want to read this before I begin. We all know it. We have read it countless times. And you know it verbatimly. It says in Yochanan, John 1. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and Yah is the Word. In the beginning was the living power, the life of His Torah. In the beginning of what? In the beginning. For what is the beginning of Yah? In the beginning was established the Word. And the Word was with Yahweh, and the Word was Yahweh. In this mind or this prism of Christendom, we have been taught that there was one by the name of Yahshua standing by Yah. But that is not what the word of Yah is implying. It is simply telling us we take that word with that word, not realizing that it indicates that in the beginning was Yah and His word was not against Him. His word was Him because His word is Him, and because His word expressed Him, and because His word was Him. So it was not against the word what it expressed, what Yahshua, the living word of Yah, what He expressed is not against the Abba. So the word was with. The word was with Yah. The word was not against Yah. The word was with Yah. It's an indication that it lets us know that the living word of Yah will never denounce Him. It is not against Torah. It is not against His mitzvah, His statutes, His wisdom, but the word of Yah is with Yah. And the word was with Him. There was no man image that we beheld in Yahshua the Lamb. It is the word of Yah that saves us. It is the word of Yah that delivers us. It is the word of Yah that makes us alive. It is the word of Yah that gives us tikvah hope. It is the word of Yah that brings about His promises. And that's what Yahshua is. He is the word. Listen. The saying was, in the beginning with Yah. So His word, Yah, the word, He is the word, was the beginning or in the beginning with Yah. Well, what is Yahweh's beginning? There is no beginning. So the word is always Yahweh. And in the beginning, and the word was, and the same was in the beginning with Yah. Clarifying verse 1. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. And He made all things as He spoke unto life in seeds that yielded forth seeds after His kind. As He brought forth man out of the dust of the earth. And He breathed the power of His breath, a living, sustaining Torah in Him. That He will walk in the strength and the power, the direction of Yah. You understand that is what Yahshua has come to do. To revive the word that Yah has placed in Israel. To cause it to be a lively stone in us. A lively foundation. A lively mountain. That we can ascend to the top in Yahshua, and we can overlook the trials and the floods of tribulations that are coming upon the nations of the world. For the rebellious, the rejecting of Torah, the defiance of Torah. No nation is going into the kingdom as a nation, rejecting His Torah. When you reject Torah, you reject Yahshua. You cannot have the power of Torah and reject Yahshua. So the word of Yah does not change. The word of Yah has not changed. Yahshua came, the power of this living word, to give us assurance of the life of this word. To give us assurance of the life of Torah. For He is the fulfillment of the power of the Torah of Almighty Yah. In Him, in Yah, in Him was life. In Yah is life. Well, what is the life? His word. And Yahshua is the word of Yah. And in that word of Yah we find life. Yahshua. Yahshua is the life of salvation. Yahshua is the hope of salvation. Yahshua is the assurance of salvation. So in Him was life. Well, what is life? It is word. It is the word of Yah. Brothers and sisters, we can never find life outside of the word of Yah. You're not going to find it in some kind of religious ordination or religious traditions. It is in the word. And you will know you're walking in the power of His Emat, His truth, when you are in Yahshua HaMashiach. And if you're not in Yahshua, you are plodding along in traditions of men in obscurity. Your mind cannot fathom the power of this truth. And so you're always dismal, with doubt, without assurance and understanding. That's why He gave us a living word to assure of us His might and His power. There is no beginning without Yah. There is no beginning without Yah. And in Yah was life. In Yah is life, because Yahshua is the word of Yah, and he is the life of Yahweh. That's why when he breathed into man, he became a living nefesh. I know we use the expression soul, but the word nefesh indicates the completion or the complexity of man. It is not some hidden dimension, but the nefesh is the full dimension of man. What we see, what we don't see, what we don't understand, we see that. He did not make us partial. He made a clay being, and he put life. He breathed. He breathed a source of life, and there is no source of life but the living word of Yah. We're not going to find it through the prism of Christendom or the doctrines of Easternized religions. It's not going to come that way. It must come through the life of the prism of Yah, and that is Yahshua. That is Yahshua. So there was no second person sitting beside Yah. It was the living power of his Torah that governs his kingdom and governed him. If we knew when the beginning was with him, could we count it? Could we trace it in our minds? Can any of us trace 200 years? We cannot even trace 10 days back. So there is no beginning of truth. And truth has, it is the only true consonant. The only true consonant. It is unchangeable. It is everlasting. That's why Yahshua did not come to establish a way of Christendom. That is a lie. From the belly of this religious whore, the Catholic dominant power, that is a lie from hell. It is an obscurity of what we call Zionism or Judaism to obscure the picture of his HaMashiach. He came to establish the power of living truth, of the living truth. It's what Yahshua came. And if we do not have the power of that living truth, we are out of the way of Yah. And if we are out of the way of Yah, we are despondent. We are broken. There is no life in us. We have no assurance. We are full of doubts. We are full of compromising. We have nothing that is steadfast that gives us assurance to wait for the promise. So that's why we break down in the midst of some of the most juvenile trials. That's why we run away from Yah in the midst of some of the most elementary teachings. Because this prism of our mind cannot comprehend what Yah says. We are trying to let the course of this knowledge of His truth go through this prism that has been established by the powers of hell to delete any reference of Yah, His HaMashiach, Yahshua. To eradicate the very person of Yahshua, that this prism of our mind dictates to us according to the mythology in the form that we have learned in error. That's why Shaul had to go and cleanse himself out. He had to be cleansed out. And that's why we must be cleansed. Oh, we are not all yet cleaned. That has more than one implication for the preparation of a certain activity in Yah. We have to cleanse ourselves from this filth, brothers and sisters, that has caused us to error, caused us to walk in disobedience, caused us to walk in defiance of Yah. When we have a living word in us, Yahshua is the living word. He did not disobey the Abba. He did not sin. When a man has a living Torah in him, he will not sin. He will not walk contrary to Yah. And so what we have been taught, even as Shaul, even as Kephar, Timotheah, as they dealt with the sin factor and Yaakov among Israel, that was not some permissive will of Yah. It was not something permissive for us to sin. That's why he gave us a living strength that abides in us. Not that we have to go and look on the stones or the tables. It abides in us. It dwells in us. And the Ruach of Yah is the power. It is the power. It is the power, not third person, but the power of the living truth of Yah. It brings it alive. It makes it lively. We don't serve some deity, we serve one. Yah is he God. And because we're trying to register this through a prism of our own ignorance and lack of understanding, then we become very disenfranchised with those that would tell us the truth. He is Ikat. One. Hallelujah. He is one. And so was in the beginning with Yah. His words were steadfast. His word is never going to change. His word is Him. And the power of that word, which is light, and Yahshua is light, and the light shined in darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend or perceive that this was Yah talking. Now, the reason we cannot perceive that Yah is talking to us, because there is no illumination of the light of Yahshua. Our minds, as Dawid said, my mother in the midst of sin, she conceived me. And in iniquity, in a life that was Torah-less, there was no power of Torah, was my mind shapen. Do we not realize that our minds have been shapen by a Torah-less kind of mind indoctrination? Our minds have not been shapen by a life of Torah understanding and Torah life and Torah power in the light of Yahshua. Our minds were not shaped in that way. I can testify that mine was not. Now we have a chance with our little ones that their minds can be shaped in the light of the Torah. In the power of this truth of Yahshua. That's why that scripture as Solomon, the instructions, you train a child up in the way it should go, in Torah. If you train them any other way, then they will go out of the realm of Torah. So they must be trained in the way of Torah. That is why the enemy has done all he could to move the power of this light. And Torah is light. Torah is light. It is not darkness. Because the light of Torah reveals the darkness of our own love. It shows us what is inappropriate before Yah, doesn't it? It shows us things in us that are not pleasing before Yah, does it not? So that is what the Torah is. If Yahshua, the living power and the light of this Torah, the light of the Torah, He shines into our darkened minds and our darkened levim, and it reveals unto us what things that are not appropriate before Yah. Hallelujah. That's why we must have a living word today. It has to be, brothers and sisters. I don't care how it sounds. It doesn't has to be spoken with a form of eloquency. To hell with that. It must be delivered by the life that is in our bosom. It must be delivered by the witness of Yahshua. Yahshua must be real in us. It cannot be this form of this mythical form of religious practice. But Yahshua must be real, and the power of that light must be real in us. So the light has shined into darkness. And so the light of His Torah shine. Now we that have darkened minds, we will not comprehend that this is Yah speaking to us. If we do not comprehend that it is Yah speaking to us, then we will continue in the ways of carnality and flesh. We will not operate in the things of the Ruach, that are of life, that will convey unto a dying world the living power of Torah. You cannot compromise with the things of Yah. You cannot compromise Yahshua. You cannot compromise the Mitzvah, the commands of Yah. You cannot do that. And we find ourselves doing that, then we're not in the way of truth. We're walking in falsehood. That's just the truth. We're not walking in light. When we're walking in darkness, we don't comprehend the severity. It is a severe thing. It is a terrible thing to fall into the hands of the living Abba. Do you understand that? It is not a thing of pleasure, but it is a terrible thing to fall into His hand. It is. And we have fallen into the hands of Yah, Israel. And so our prayer, correct us, Yah. Show us the way plainly. And that is what must be revealed unto us, brothers and sisters. The way of Yah must be revealed. It cannot be scrutinized by a prism of religious dictates that we have learned in our own rebelliousness and our sinful practices. Not any of us have been rebellious, have we not? Not any of us have been rebellious. There's not been rebelliousness among us. So we know that when we're walking in rebelliousness, we're walking in the form of witchcraft. And so we know that there's a witchcraft power that dominates in us when we walk in rebelliousness. You rebel against Yah, you're walking in witchcraft. And it takes something to rid one's mind of that demonic power. Come on, Israel. I'm not here to give us fantasy or to fantasize us with some kind of emotional tirades. I'm here to show us the way plainly. We must walk in the way plainly. And Yahshua is the light of the way. That's why when he came, he said, now here's the light, follow the light. If you're walking in the midst of a dark world, you need light, don't you? There's something like a beacon of light. He's more than a beacon of light. He's the fullness of light. He's the fullness of the brilliancy of Yah. How do I know? When Yah said, let there be light, there was light. Is there light out there? That's light, isn't it? You know something about this artificial stuff? I can't see. If I go outside, I can read. Things that I cannot read inside, I take it outside and it's easy for my eyes to see. But if I'm inside, I cannot read it. I don't need no reading glasses or anything like that. I can literally see it. And that is what the light of Yahshua is. It reveals unto us. It lets us see the hidden dark things that are in Israel. And what that does, it shows us that we are not in the way. And then we need to get back to the way. Hallelujah. That's what we need to get back to, the way of the ancients. We need to get back to the way Yahshua uttered as he understood his time was near. He says in Yochanan 14:1. I began this some time ago and I'm going to finish this today. And I hope the will of Yah that I can do it in some kind of mythology that is simple and easy to understand, that we will comprehend. I said to the brothers as we were in the midst of Hag Masvah, as the brothers were preaching and teaching, exalting, expressing the word of Yah, it was paramount that on Wednesday night we had a brother that he spoke, Brother Dale, and the truth was so simple. It was not with many dictates of Hebraic expressions, but it was a simple, mellow truth that tied the previous days in, that connect to the latter days of the gathering. That is the truth. Brothers and sisters, it was a message of comforting. It was a message that was simple. To me, it was. When a man is spiritual, he judges all things. We must be spiritual to discern. When Yah speaks to us, we have to. We are a dismal people, brothers and sisters. And if there's no living word in the midst of us, then we're all going to be lost. And that is the truth. Scripture says, as Yahshua realized, that his time was near to fulfill the commands of Yah. And those that were in his midst, his shulishiams, his apostles, you could sense the timid nature, the fear that had begun to rise in them. They had seen the mighty miracles, the great signs of Yah, and they knew, and even those witnessed among him, that no man can do this unless Yah, or the mighty creator, is with him. You cannot do the works of Yah unless he's with you. And the way he is with you in the power of his living truth, it is his word that saves us. And Yahshua is the word of Yah that saves us. He is our Hamashiach. He is our hope. He is our promise. He is the comfort that we need. You're not going to find it any other way. You can understand the letters of the Torah, but they have no power, because we see that with Moshe. Hallelujah. Until we get the living power of this Torah, then we have strength and power to overcome the wicked one. Yahshua says unto them in Yochanan 14:1, he says, first of all, let not your lamb, let not your mind, your being, be akha, be distressed. Don't let it be trouble. Don't let it be sava. Don't let it be distress. Do not allow your mind to be distressed. Don't allow that, brothers and sisters. In the midst of this time when it seems as though that Yah may have forsaken us, he has not forsaken us. So don't allow your mind to be distressed. Don't allow it to be perplexed. He said, let not. You don't have to allow that spirit to perplex you and to stress you. He said, let not your mind be sorrow, distress. He said, you believe in Yah, you also believe in me. If you believe in Yah, you believe that I'm the living word of Yah, I'm the light of Yah, then you believe in me. For my witness is not me, it's him. He witness of the Abba, brothers and sisters. He witness of the Most High, the Mighty One. So if you believe in Yah, you know that I'm from him. I have not taken anything from him because I am with him. I do not oppose him because we are Ikat, the Word and the Abba. They are is one. No two. We cannot allow this prism of our carnal religious mind to bring understanding of the dictates of Yah. That's why he did not leave us comfortless. He's given unto us the Ruach, his power. He did not leave us comfortless, because we would be a miserable mess if we didn't have that. So don't allow your mind to be distressed and to be to be disturbed by the matters. He said, in my Abba's house are many chambers and mansions. And if these things were not so, I would not tell you. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. I go to make sure of the certainty of the place that it is prepared for you. I do that. He says, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and I will receive you to myself. That where I am, there you may be also. He says, and where I go, the way, the derekah, the way, the path, the understanding, the knowledge of this, the way, you yada, you understand, you know the way I go. You know where I go. You understand. I go the way of the Torah. I go the way of the Torah. And the Torah, when a man confessed his sins, his acts against Yah before the Kohen, then there was an offering. So he went the way of the Torah, did he not? He was an offering for Israel. For the whole of Israel. It is one thing, brothers and sisters, I have been ignorant many years of it, that it is one thing that Christendom does. It dumbs us and it makes us ignorant to the truth of Yah. We don't study the word of Yah. We don't look at the simplicity of the truth of Yah. Don't you know that he made us? He understands these little minds of ours. They're not finite. They're only that way when we let the mind, the mind of HaMashiach, rests in us. And we need to let that mind fill the void in our being. That's why we are empty. That's why we are restless. That's why there is no assurance at all with us. The word of Yah gives us assurance. It is a certain truth. It is a constant truth. I don't care what man says with us that believe. It is the only constant in life. It is the truth. And it changed not. It never alters. And it will not alter for any one of us. Yah will not alter his word for any of us. You understand? And then Yahshua says, he says, and where I go, you know, and the derek of the way, you yada, you understand. And then Thomas said to him, he says unto him, Rabbah, Rabbona, Master, we know not where you are going. And how can we know our way of the derek? How can we know the way? How can we understand the way? How do we know the life of this way that you must go? Yahshua had to go the way of the Torah. He had. He bore the sins of Israel and the world in his body. And there had to be an offering for those sins. And that's the way it was. When a man come before the Kohen, he confessed his sins, he made known his sins, and there was an offering that was offered up for his sins yearly at the time of atonement. Yahshua is our atonement. So the way, if they understood Torah, they would have known that he had to go the way of the Torah. He had to go the way of the Torah. Had to be an offering made according to the Torah. And that's the way it is. There must be an offering made according to the Torah. Yah did not give Israel something that would, in a length of time, it would be altered or changed. Because that would nullify the statement that we made, that every word of Yah is pure. Every word. Was Yahshua pure? For he is every word of Yah. Was there sin in him? No sin. And when we get every word of Yah in us, there shall be no sin among Israel. And only then will we learn how to have the great Ahava of Yah, That's why Yahshua said, the way I've loved you, you love one another. The way that my Abba has loved me, that's how you love one another. We don't have that, do we? Help us, Yah. It's not that we cannot have it. It's because when the light shined, we don't allow the shine, the light to break up the dark fallowness of our hearts. Hallelujah. The light is shining today. We are people that's full of arrogance. We don't want to confess our sins. We don't want to make known our corruptions unto one another. Because we have a sense of arrogance and pride that we don't want others to know that we are walking in this darkness and we are sinful and we're wicked. And that's worse than even being full of pride. Pride go before fall and haughtiness before destruction. And we wonder why we're being destroyed, because we have not allowed the light or the brilliancy of the power of Yahshua to shine in us. So the way we know, and the way is the way of the Torah of Yah. And Yahshua says in verse 6, Yahshua said to Thomas, he said, I am the way, I am the truth, and the life. No man come unto the Abba by me. Now listen, he said, I am the way. Now that was the only way that Israel could come unto the Abba. It was the way of the Torah. He said, I am the Derek, and it is only by this truth, I am the revealed power of the Imat of Yah, that you can even come unto the Abba. He said, I am the Derek. He said, I am the way. Is the word of Yah written for us to show us the way? Is it written to show us how to please Him? Is it written to show us how to love each other? Is it written to show us how to confess our sins? Is it written to show us how to get forgiveness of our sins? Is it written to show us how to walk in the light of the truth? Was Yahshua not the living word of Yah? He said, I am the Derek, I am the way. The word of Yah is the way. It is because of the prism of this religious mind of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. They have tried to internalize things according to their educational experience. And their own sin factor had not been eradicated. They had not dealt with their own sins. And that's why the Kohen, the Levites, to take offerings, and they were like pigs. They were not shepherds that watch over the people of Yah. They were doing things that were wicked. They were just corrupt men. We saw with Eli, with Hophni and Phinehas, how they were, they're doctorating with the daughters of Israel like men do today. How they were taking liberties of promiscuity and every kind of vow thing were done. And so if a mind is that way, then there is an obscuring of the Torah of Yah. So the life and the power of the Torah of Yah had to come through a Torah living mind. And Yahshua is the Torah living mind of Yah. He is the mind of Yah. He is the mind of Yah. The power of this Torah reveal unto Israel that we will have no excuse. So he said, I am the Derek. I am the Derek. I am the way. I am the path. I am the way to Yah. I am the course that brings us to Yah. And you know why? Because you know me. I am the living word. And we must understand that there is no other way. We try to find ways, do we not? Brothers and sisters, in our own vile, evil ways, we try to find ways to justify that. We find ways to make ourselves right, not according to the way. We must go to the word of Yah for cleansing. For cleansing. Cleanse your hands, ye sinner. And we purify our minds, all you wicked and evil ones. Well, how does a young man cleanse himself? How does a daughter of Tizan cleanse herself? By taking heed, by taking knowledge, by taking yada to the word of Yah. That is the only way you cleanse yourself. You must take heed to the word of Yah. And once we find ourselves in this putrefied cauldron of wickedness, we don't take heed to the word of Yah. We take heed to our own thoughts and our own mind, do we not? Well, when that mind operates outside of the parameter of the Torah of Yah, you know it's not the mind of Yahshua. The mind of Yahshua operating within the parameter of the Torah of Yah.
And so anything we do outside of the parameter of the Torah of Yah, then we operate in a sensual mind of carnality. And that mind is enmity, diametrically opposed to Yah. And that's why we can't see any fruit or the power of fruition in our lives, because we operate in a mindset that is diabolically evil and wicked. When you oppose Yah, you know that's an evil mind. Come on, brothers and sisters. Did Shaitan oppose Yah? Was his mind evil? Was there a Torah for Shaitan? Sure was. Did he oppose Yah? Was that a sadistic evil mind? When you oppose Yah, you operating in the mind of Yahshua, the mind of Shaitan. That's an evil mind then. Hallelujah. It's amazing how everything is meant for someone else, but it's never meant for me. I want Yah to mean that for me, because above all things, I want to be saved. I know that my life doesn't have as much as it has to go. I want to be right. I don't want nothing falsified talk to me. I want truth. I want correction. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So Yahshua, the word of Yah, is the way. It is the way. Well, how? Well, what do you base that upon, preacher? Well, I want to speak a few things to us. It is a word in the book of wisdom in the Apocrypha. It says in wisdom, it says, we took our feel of the path of lawlessness and destruction. Can I have any to attest to that? That they took their path of lawlessness and destruction. I know I did. I've seen you on that path of lawlessness. There was no Torah of life in us. And we were destroying ourselves. We took the path of lawlessness and destruction, and we journeyed through the trackless desert. Dark places, our minds were darkened, our thoughts, we had no comfort in those dry places. We looked for water and everything, but there was no life in the water. We looked for it in our frivolity, in our reckless lifestyles, but there was no water at all. You don't find water in the desert. And so we trekked through the deserts, lawless. We were destructive. Why? Because the way of Yahweh, we did not know. We have not known. We did not know the way of Yah. So we trekked through places of death, lawlessness. We looked for a cool glass of water from the Sadiq man, and he had none, because he was not walking in the Sadiq or the righteous Torah of Yah. And we have coursed that path. And on that path, you cannot find the way of Yah. You cannot. It begins with his Mishpatim, the judgments of Yah. And he must judge you. He has to judge us, brothers and sisters. Why? To correct us, to get us in shape, to get us prepared for the way. We got a ways to go, don't we? Hallelujah. We got a ways to go. That was part of the colloquial dialect of old folks. We got a ways to go. You understood what that meant. You got a long way to go. They can use that expression in all forms of life, regardless to what it dealt with. They can say, you got a ways to go, honey. We got a ways to go. That means they got a distance to travel. You got a long way to travel in order to produce the kind of maturity that is necessary for maturation in your life. They will look at a plan and say, this got a ways to go. Well, this got a ways to go before it does. So we have a way. We have a way to go that we don't know the way. And the only way we're going to know the way, it must be a living word in us. And the word brings light. And so when you go down a path that doesn't lead us to the bosom of Yah, you say, this is not the way. For that path leads to destruction. It leads to a life that is lawlessness. And any life is lawlessness when there is no power of Mishra, a government, to instruct that life or the form of a life that is presented from the one that has power to give life. His word gives life. Yahshua, is he not the word of Yah? Does he not give us life? So why not listen to him? It's crazy not to listen to him. So that's what the word of Yah does. It brings light. What is the light? Yahshua. We need Yeshua. You're not going to make it without Yeshua. You must have Yeshua. You must have the living word of Yah, the light of His truth. You need Yeshua. Without Him, we're walking through lawless paths of destruction. And that's how we're walking. Our feet are not shod with this message of His shalom. That's why there's no shalom in the midst of Israel. Elder Wyman gave us a profound truth of the Prince of Shalom. The word of Yah is what brings shalom to Israel. It is the wisdom, it is His word that is revealed unto us, if I may use this expression. It is the practical application in the spiritual realm of the power of the truth of Yah. It brings about the experience that we need with the Abba. Yeshua is the only one that can assure us of that experience, because He is the living word of Yah. No other way. Hallelujah. We can't get that any other way. And we're trying to find it other ways, and it's not producing anything. Twisted minds and a scent that is not a savoring smell. It's one that is full of stench. How many of you wives want to meet your husband in the evening not smelling pleasant? I know I don't want my wife to smell unpleasant. You understand? If this is a joyous time with him, don't you want to smell pleasant? Come on, daughters of Tizan. Something is wrong if you don't. I know I want to smell that way for the bridegroom. I want to have a savoring smell that he delights in. Hallelujah. Then he may ask you, what is that you got on? Yeshua asks us, what is that you got on? The garment of praises. There's a Sadiq garment of Sadiqa. Hallelujah. Hands that are cleansed without blood. Look, Yeshua, no blood, no sin. And in order for us to develop that kind of mind, we must get in the way of the Torah. You're not going to have that mind outside of the way of the Torah. Yeshua says, I am the way. He says, I am the derech. I am the path that leads to Yah. You're not going to come to Yah without the word. You can find all kinds of gods that are philosophized by your own internal perceptions or ideas, but it is not the Most High. You can create your gods by your own, quote, intellectual capacity, unquote. But that is not the Most High, the Creator of all things. That it is a created knowledge, if you want to call it that, or a created strength that you and only you have, because your God is different than your neighbor's God. The same Abba that passed over the houses of the Israelites during the time of the memorial that we have celebrated, He is the same Abba that passed over the houses of Mizraim and brought death. So He has not changed. And He changed not. The word of Yah will never change. It's not going to change because of times that we must change it to deal with society. No, society in its wickedness and its depravity will change its ways and its standards that are not based upon some Torah sensibility, and they will do every kind of vile, evil thing. Not that the Torah is going to be reduced to comply or to be complicit with this wicked, corrupt, vile nation like America or any other nation. Yah's not going to do that. If He does that, then the power, the purpose of Yeshua is a vain thing, it's an empty thing. Throw it away. Throw the scripture away and just begin to walk in your own light. It's not going to happen that way. And so we as the people of Yah, we have taken the path of lawlessness and destruction, because we did not know the derech, the way of Yah. We did not know the way of Yahweh. We can boast and say, I knew. We are hypocritical. Because when you're walking in the way where the light shines in the path as a noonday sun, then you can see the way. Was that not the way that Yeshua shone forth unto Shaul at noonday? A light that was more brilliant than the radiance of the sun shone forth, that it blinded the man? You look at the sun, at least you can look at that for a few seconds at the height and the zenith of its apex. It will not blind you, but it blinded the man. And that's what the word of Yah will do. The living word of Yah will blind you from you. You will not see you. You will see Yeshua. You will see the tikvah, the hope of Yah, and the light of His truth, Yeshua, because He is the way. No other way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Solomon makes a profound statement in Mishlei 21:16. This is what has happened to Yisrael. And we, Yisrael, we had wandered out into the Baptist way, the mythology, the Pentecostal, the Presbyterian, the black way, the white way, the Jewish way. But look at Solomon with a profound utterance from his bosom. He says in Mishlei, Proverbs 21:16, he says, the man that wanders out of, listen now, the way. Did not Yehuda Iscariot wander out of the way? Did he sold Yeshua for 30 pieces of silver? Did not Kephar wander out of the way? Did not all the Shulishims wander out of the way? That Yeshua had to come and restore them back to the way? Have we not all wandered out of the way? Have we not all done things our way? Have we not perceptionalized things and done them our way? We have not done them the way of the Torah. We sin against our brother. The Torah teaches us how to get it right. We don't do it that way. We go our own way in our own stubbornness. That is so wicked. And our own foulness. Hallelujah. We say we are forgiven, but we really have not forgiven. That's the sense about forgiven. You know what it is? It brings about this comfort of assurance. And it brings about repentance and the one that has been forgiven. When Yahshua forgiven you, does it bring about repentance? Do you not cry? And so when you forgive your brother or sister, you say to them, I forgive you, then there's a great sense of assurance there. We are so hypocritical. We are such hypocrisy. It's a falsehood. The world has taught us well, hasn't it? Come on here, Yisrael. You're not dealing with some charlatan or some shafter. The world has taught you well, hasn't it? You train your mind to listen to what the world says, but we don't listen to what Yah says. The man that wanders out of the way, out of the derek of understanding, the man that walks out of the way of shokal, of understanding, shall remain in the congregation of the living or the dead. Shall remain, but remain. So we understand why there's no life in us or the living power of the word of Yah, because we have wandered out of the way of the shakol, the understanding of Yah, whereby we know what the Torah teaches us and instructs us to do. So you will find those remaining among the congregation of the dead. They look dead. You never looked at one and say, boy, he certainly looks dead, or she looks dead. Come on, brothers and sisters, don't be hypocrites with me. Hallelujah. Do we have enough integrity to be honest with ourselves? That's our problem. We want to soft-coat things and make them appeasing to others. We must speak what the truth says. Hallelujah. Prophesy unto me smooth things, preacher. We were fishing other day, and I hang up my fishing gear for now. I will leave that to the brothers, Brother Jane, Brother Dale, Brother Josh Horn, they're fishermen. And as we began to head home, we stopped in the store, and I began to conversate with this man. He began to boast that he is a worshipful master. I say, you tell me not. He says to me, you go to church. I said, don't mess with them places. He said, you haven't missed anything. No, I don't blame you. Listen. And the reason I was talking like that is not that I was talking. He was doing all the talking. Because he was telling me that he had to curse out his pastor at the whorehouse he was in. I said, what made you do that? Well, you got to teach the people knowledge and understanding. And the man wasn't doing that. He said to me, my friend, we've had preachers that were whoremongers. I said, you say not. We've had drug addicts among us as pastors of that assembly. I can see why he was in the mess he was in. Do y'all hear me? He said, we've had some of the vilest men there you can imagine. And some were good teachers too. That's the way he said it. I say, you say not. Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He said, I'm a worshipful master. I say, huh? We got a little book like that. I said, well, that little book, does that thing override that thing y'all call the Bible? Well, no. The Bible is over that. It works in conjunction one with the other. Well, Yahshua works in conjunction with the Torah because he is not opposed to the Torah. He is the Torah of Yah. He is the Word of Yah. He is the standards of Yahweh. And I looked at this man. He looked dead. I wanted to say to him, I got a brother your age. His name is Elder Martin. If you saw him, you would be ashamed of the way you look. He looked like he was dead. No life. The words that he uttered, there was no life in it. So when they are the people that wander, or you go out of the way, you know it's right, and you began to retreat from that way. Well, I tell you what, come on, Brother Dave. Come on, you brother. Let's go this way. Let them go that way. But the light is shut. That's all right. I got a shortcut. There is no shortcut to Yah. If you come any other way but by Yahshua, then you're a thief and a robber. You're a wicked one. You're not coming any other way. And Yahshua's the Torah. You're not coming to Yah by some damnable Christendom or Islam or Buddhism or Hinduism or Judaism. You're coming by Yahshua. There's no other way you're going to come to him. No other way. So those that have wandered out of the way, and we do wander out of the way, don't we? We look full of death. What's wrong with you? Oh, nothing. No, you're just full of death, my sister. You look like you're dead. Come on, my brother. You look like you're a dead man. You look like you've been plucked up from the roots. You have no hava, no love of Yah in you. We better get real with Yah. And began to scrutinize ourselves by the mirror of the living words. We don't like what it reflects unto us. That's why we get upset. We get mad. We get perturbed when someone calls this mirror to shine in front of us. Hallelujah. For this word will strip you and make you naked as they come. There's nothing more despicable than a naked thing. That's the truth. Hallelujah. And so you see yourself, you see every flaw, everything that you need to work on. Hallelujah. 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 And so he strips us by the word of Yah. He takes off the filthy garments because he's trying to put us on clean clothing. Brothers and sisters, that's what Yah is trying to do. He's trying to put us on clean clothing. And what he sends the ruach of his ruach hakodash to correct us. Even Shaul says, even Solomon says in Mishlei 15:10, he says, correction is grievous to him that forsake the way. When you walk out of the way, you get upset with correction. When you're not in the way, when someone speaks the musha of Yah to you, you get perturbed, you get angry. So when one hears correction that is out of the way of Almighty Yah, it's grievous, they get upset. And he that hates the correction and the reproof shall die. Is that what the Torah does? Does it correct our ways? That's what Yahshua come to do, brothers and sisters. He came to correct us. Don't let nobody tell you he came to give you a mansion down here. He came to correct us. We are children, are we not? And we left to ourselves, we make a mess of things, do we not? We will make a poo-poo of anything. We will make a poo-poo of anything. And we have brought shame upon Yah because we do not want the Musha, the correction, the instruction of Almighty Yah. Is he higher than us? Is his thoughts higher than us? Then why not receive the thoughts of Yah by the living power of Yahshua? Would they not bring us up higher? Would they not pull us out of the gutter of wickedness and sin? We get this mind, it pulls us up, brothers and sisters. It lifts us up high. That's why Yahshua said, you don't take my life, I lay it down. No disease take our life, we lay it down. We said, we're ready to go. Shaul said, I desire to be in the presence of Yah. I'm willing to leave and to go with him. But for you, it's most expedient that I be around just a little bit for a while. That these foundational truths may be established. Hallelujah. Above all things, I want to see the power of his truth established here. If he removes me next week, I want to make sure that his truth is established among Israel here in this small setting, in this small assembly. I want that. You get the seed in the ground right there. They'll come up. I said to Brother Allen, how many rows of corn did you plant? He said, oh, I don't know, Pastor, 50, 60. I'm thinking, wow. Ooh. Well, I know we got to get out there and hit it. It's tough picking corn when it's hot and it's sticky. But it's a wonderful thing to have faithful brothers walking alongside of you picking it. That makes it much easier. And of course, Pastor Roberts is out there. Does he fuss? Well, certainly he does. Pick it up, brothers. That's just him. Hallelujah. Well, you're trying to belittle the brothers. No, I'm trying to pull them up. Come on, let's get it done. The more you do, the easier make it on him. And the more he does, the easier he makes it on you. And the more you do, the easier makes it on him. And the more he does, it makes it easy on you. And the more I does, it makes it easy on him. And the more he does, it makes it easy on me. Truth. That's the mindset. Did Joshua do it all? Did he make it easier for us? Joshua did it all, didn't he? Answer, made it easier. Hallelujah. It's nothing like going sisters and one that you were supposed to be working with have gone to the job. Will you get that? You finish? Oh, yeah, I'm finishing on this. Okay. All right. Okay. Hallelujah. So did it make it easy on you? So the works are finished. Joshua made it easier for us. Hallelujah. He made it easy for me. That's why he says that his burden is light and his yoke is easy. He's made it easy for us. It's not a difficult thing. It's only when we go out of the way, brothers and sisters, it becomes hard because we began to walk in transgression. Let me give us a plain analogy of the way, the derek of Yah, the course that we should follow, the manner of life we should live, how we should conduct ourselves, our attitudes. It says in Deuteronomy 8:1. In Deuteronomy 8:1, this is the way, this constitutes the way of Yah, his direction, his course for our lives. Do not parents try to establish a course in the lives of the children that they can walk on to make things easier for them? It was one thing that I would hear from my grandmother down to her daughter, that they tried to make things easier for their daughter or their child, and their child tried to make it easier for their child. And so we have seen the only begotten Son of Yah. He has made it easier for we that are the firstborn are the begotten of the bosom of Yah. That's what he has done. So it's given us a lively power of wisdom and understanding of the Torah. Moshe speaking unto Israel by the very Phoebe or the Phoebe or the words of the Dabar, the words that came out of the mouth of Yah. There was no intermediary. They came out of Yah's mouth unto Moshe. It says in Deuteronomy 8:1, all the mitzvah which I command you this day shall you shema, you shall observe, you shall protect them to do, that you may live. Now, if Yah commands us, Yahshua says unto us, he said, if you say you love me, keep not my commandments, you have not the truth in you, you're a liar. So Yah says, all the mitzvah, the commandments I give you, this day shall you observe them, shema, you protect them, you guard them. For what reason? That you may live. And that's what the mitzvah of Yah will do. It will cause you to live. That's why Yahshua could not destroy the Torah. For if he destroyed the Torah, he would destroy the witness of Yah. And he is the only true witness of Yah. He cannot destroy the mitzvah. How could he destroy this? How could he destroy the Shabbat? How could he destroy his name? Come on, brothers and sisters. You don't even have to be a theologian to realize and see the line in the renewed covenant and the old covenant and see how that is contradictory to each other. He did not destroy this. He says, well, is not Yahshua the life too? Is there not life in the Torah? Is not Yahshua the living Torah? Do we not find life in Yahshua? He says he is the derek, the way. He is the way, the truth, and the life. We will deal with the other two aspects. I want to deal with the derek, the course, the government, the form, our lives, how it should be patterned. He said, and you will live and you will multiply. He's coming for a sparingly crop of fruit. Is he not? Or an abundant one? He's coming for an abundant fruit, brothers and sisters. He wants us to multiply and to be fruitful. There's nothing like in the midst having one that you can say that she is so sweet. She loves. She's such a beautiful sister. Oh, he's such a brother. The brother, he loves. Man, look at that brother. Isn't that wonderful? I love to say that. People get offended when you exalt others. I was exalting Elder Bynum to one. Well, you can do it. Not lies like hell. I cannot do it. I have no problem with one being more excellent than me. I'm not that shallow. I'm not that immature. I have no problem. I have no problem. I have none. Because I know that there's an added dimension to my life. Well, I take advantage of it. I use it. To abuse, no, just take advantage of it. Hallelujah. I use that. There's those that have the ability to give and they know how to give. They have a heart of giving. Come on. Do you abuse that? No. No. Hallelujah. He said, you will multiply, there will be fruit, and you will go and possess the land which Yah swore to you, Avata. And we must possess the kingdom. The kingdom is ours. We will sing the song, if I live right, heaven belongs to me. Oh, if I live right. Well, if we live right, then the kingdom belongs to us. If I talk right, heaven belongs to me. Oh, if I walk right. Well, if we walk right, according to what? According to the derech of the Torah, then the kingdom is ours. If we live right, according to what standards? The Torah, then the kingdom belongs to us. If we sing right, what? The songs of Moshe, according to the Torah, then the kingdom is ours. The message of truth is so simple. That's why I like it when it's simple. I like simple truth. Hallelujah. I like it when it's simple and plain. That even the wayfarer man, even his ears say, ah, that is truth. Hallelujah. He says in verse 2, and you shall remember all the way. Listen now. We shall remember all the way, specific the way, which Yah Yo'abah led you these 40 years in the wilderness. What? Now we must remember these ways, says that. You understand the Torah teaches us, it teaches us to be humble, to be meek, without fight. Because Yahweh fights our battles, right? Vengeance is mine, says Yah. It teaches us to be humble and to prove you. It will prove whether you are real or you're false. It will show you what's in you. That's what the Torah does. That's what the Torah does. It humbles you. It proves us. The way will prove you. So that's why he had to take them that way. Did he take them that way to give them the Torah? Was the Torah delivered unto them? Sure it was, brothers and sisters. The Torah was delivered unto them to humble them, to prove you, and to know what is in your left. Does the Torah show you what's in your left? It shows us what's in us, my friends. And then it shows us the remedy of getting it out. Bless y'all for that. Whether you would keep his mitzvah or not. And that's what the Torah teaches, whether we're going to obey the mitzvah, the commands of Yah. Something is twisted. When we look at these simple mitzvah, the commands of Yah, and say that some are relevant and some are irrelevant. That is not the truth, brothers and sisters. That is not the truth. You're traveling down the way on the highway, you may go through a community and say speed limit 35. Speed limit 45. Well, in the 35 speed limit, you cannot do 55. As a 35, you cannot do 45. There's a reason for that. 65, 75. That's what it says. And there are some places, it was at times, in Wyoming places, you do whatever you feel free doing. So we must, as a people, there must be a mishra, a government to govern us. It has to be. On jobs, are we not governed? What time you must come, what time you leave, right? Is not our day governed? It's governed by time, isn't it? Midday, you could tell that. Dinner time, evening time, and sleep time. Everything about life is governed. With the birds, there's a government. There's a Torah. They sing, and they tweak, and they chirk, and then they eat, and then they find them a resting place for tonight. We find our Shephat, our resting place, in Yahshua. What? That's the comfort of the living Torah. That's where we find it. We find our rest in the Torah of Yah. So he has brought us this way, brothers and sisters, to make us humble, that we will not fight. Isn't it something how we will fight? Well, I know I said that, but I don't believe it. It means that. No, it means that. You ever found yourself in that predicament? Come on, brothers and sisters. And to humble one is to be meek. It is to have no resistance against Yah. You're not against Him, but you're for Him. And that's what Yah wants. So the Torah almost, Yahshua always shows us what's in us. And they show us what is in our lev, in our levim. And He humbled you. And Yah suffered you to hunger. Ah, there's a famine in the land. It is not for the eating of bread, because we as a nation, I'm not going to stop talking like this. We are a grotesque, fat nation of greed, sumptuous living, cannot have enough. He says, suffer you, I permitted you to hunger, and I fed you with manna, with bread. That even which you knew not, did we know Yeshua when He came into, we didn't know Him. He fed us with the manna that those before us didn't even know. He brought them out. They didn't know that that was the living words that came from Hashemayim. Did not Yahshua, the word of Yah, come from the heavens above? They didn't know that it was the living word of Yah. Everything they needed was in that bread. The sweetness of Yah, the fullness of Yah, the comfort of Yah. It was sweet like a coriander seed. It had everything that they needed. All that I need is in Yahshua. He satisfied. Joy He supplieth. Life would be worthless without Him. All things in the Torah I find. Life and peace, joy and contentment. Everything we need, everything they needed was in that manna. Hallelujah. That's why I had not been fed to people before. Who has taste? Oh, taste Yah and see how sweet He is. Who has tasted Him the way we've tasted Him? Come on, Israel. I think that our minds are so locked and boggled down with darkness. We can't see the beauty and taste the sweetness of Yahshua. We cannot. And it's sad for us. It's sad. It's nothing like. Listen, I love, and I will tell you, I love nectarines. And I can eat them. I can eat 5, 6, 7, 8 in a row. And I like them to be somewhat firm. But sweet. I don't like the tartness. I like for them to be sweets. And I love nectarines. And when I eat one that's that way, I'm thinking they're all of that way. And so I find one that is a little tardy, but I say, but that's all right. It has a uniqueness, and I can buy that. I can eat this. And so I go find another one. And that one may be a little mushy inside. I say, but that's all right. I like the flavor. It works. So we began to taste this living truth. We will find how sweet it is to us. How beautiful it is and how pleasant it is for our inward parts. And how what life it brings to us. But we got to stop eating the putrefied trash. We got to eat this. We got to eat the living word of Yah. This is what we must eat. And when we began to do that, we will find the health of Yah. So He humbled us. He suffered us to hunger. He fed us with manna, which we knew not, which we knew not. Neither did our Avat know, that He might make us or make you know that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceed out of the mouth of Yah does man live. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with Yah. Was it a word or the Word? It is the Word. Was not Yahshua the way? He is the way. Was He not the living word of Yah? We must live by every living word that proceed out of the mouth of Yah. Think not I've come to destroy the Torah of the Nabis. He said what Moshe has said. I did not come to destroy it. But I come to give you the power of the life of the Hide. The Hayah. The Hayah. The life of this truth. That will satisfy your belly. It's one thing, brothers and sisters. You're not going to have any life. You're not going to have any fruit without the light shining in you. You got to let the light shine. All those corn seeds that Brother Allen planted, it will not maturate. It will not rot in the soil unless there's life. And Brother Patrick gave us an analogy how the light shines down to the soil and begins to break it down. It dies into a mushy mess. And all of a sudden it began to rise out of the ground. Stalks and little ear and little stalks of corn. So we got to die to ourselves. We must impel all the filthiness of the flesh in the ruah, in the fear, the yare. Yeah, the yare, the psychological fear of Yah. Just know he's, you're not getting by. Hallelujah, in the fear of Yah, in the reverence of Yah. We must do that, brothers and sisters. We have to. If we don't do that, then we're not going to be fruitful. And we're not going to dwell in the kingdom. He's coming for an abundant. All that corn, it may be hot. It may be a taxing job. But I'm looking for the abundance of it. I don't want one or two ears on each stalk. I want corn. Hallelujah. I love corn. I like to eat it off the cob where they're stewed. Give me some corn. With okra and tomato. Fried chicken too. Love corn. Hallelujah. And so it will not be a displeasure to me to go pick it. No, sir. Rise up early in the morning. I will rejoice in that. How much we got a truckload? I tell you what, let's go take this off. Come back and get another truckload. I'll rejoice in that. That's a great delight. Rejoice in that. And again, just rejoice. In the tough of Yah. Hallelujah. So my brothers and my sisters, we cannot live by just one aspect of what the Torah says. We must live by the totality of the Torah of Yah, by every word of Yah. And Yahshua is the fulfillment of every word of Yah that is necessary for us. Is that more to Yah than 3,200 words in the Hebraic language? Of course there is, but that's enough to maintain us until we become like Yahshua. That's enough to keep us busy in this little life. That's enough to keep us working with fear and trembling. Work out our nephesh salvation with fear and trembling before Yah. You got to work out your own soul, your own salvation. But there must be a little fear there. You must tremble a little bit. We've gone out of the way into lawlessness. I don't like walking in lawlessness. Make you sick. Make you uncomfortable. Mind all messed up. No shalom. No prince of shalom. Nothing. You're miserable. You look at everything all miserable looking because it's out of the prism of your misery. So you think everything is that way. And that's why I want to be happy. I want to be happy. Hallelujah. I don't care how I wake up in the morning. Once I sit on my feet, I want to be happy. Hallelujah. Just be happy. There was one that sang that song, Bobby McPherson. Just be happy or something like that. He went. Oh, that song is probably 20 years old. Just be happy. Boy, that's a statement. Just be happy. Why do you do that? Well, just sleep. Hallelujah. That's how you get up and be happy. Just say hallelujah. Hallelujah. You want the joy of it? Just hallelujah. That's what you do. It's not some kind of pill formula. It's just by every word that he speaks. That's part of the words. Hallelujah. That's how we do it, brothers and sisters. We just leap for the joy of Almighty Yah. And we began to do that. We began to enjoy the beauty of Yah.